Welcome to the IBCLC Mentor Podcast, where real-world lactation cases and theoretical scenarios come to life. I'm Margaret Salty, your host, and a dedicated IBCLC with passion for guiding the next generation of lactation consultants. Whether you're a student or new to the field, this podcast is designed to equip you with the knowledge and confidence you need to excel in your practice. Welcome to the IBCLC Mentor Podcast. I'm Margaret Salty, your host. In today's episode, we're going to dive into a critical aspect of our work, staying ahead of the curve by keeping up with the latest research in lactation. But first, I want to let you know that the doors are now open to my Private Practice Success course. With this course, you'll unlock the secrets to establishing and running a successful lactation private practice. Designed specifically for lactation consultants, this program covers everything from the initial setup to ongoing management. Learn how to navigate the complexities of business planning, marketing, client management, and financial oversight. Gain practical insights, valuable tools, and actionable strategies to build a thriving practice that delivers exceptional care and achieves your professional goals. Whether you're just starting out or looking to enhance your existing practice, this course will empower you with the knowledge and confidence you need to succeed. So head over to margaretsalty.com/courses to sign up. All right, so let's first start by talking about what evidence-based care is. Evidence-based care refers to the practice of making clinical decisions based on the best available, current, and valid research. It combines scientific evidence with clinical expertise and also considers patient preferences and values to provide high-quality care. For IBCLCs, this means applying research findings to breastfeeding support, ensuring that the guidance given to mothers and babies is grounded in proven techniques and methodologies. By using evidence-based care, IBCLCs can ensure the most effective and up-to-date support for breastfeeding dyads. So how can we effectively do that? I'm going to go through five tactics today to help you stay up-to-date with evidence. Okay, the first is to join professional organizations. Joining professional organizations like the International Lactation Consultant Association or the U.S. Lactation Consultant Association is a fantastic way to stay current and connected in the lactation field. These organizations offer access to valuable resources such as journals, research articles, webinars, and conferences. Being a part of these groups also allows you to network with peers, gain mentorship opportunities, and find continuing education courses. Membership often comes with discounted rates for certifications, conferences, and other professional development activities, helping you stay informed and advance your career. So when you join ILCA, the International Lactation Consultant Association, that gives you access to the Journal of Human Lactation. Everything in the Journal of Human Lactation, the original articles, the current articles, it's awesome. And when you join the U.S. Lactation Consultant Association, that gives you access to the journal called Clinical Lactation. So just those two memberships are going to give you access to so much research. The next tactic to stay up to date with evidence is to set up Google Scholar alerts. So really, one of the best ways to ensure you're on top of the latest studies is to sign up for these alerts for the topics related to breastfeeding and lactation. The alerts will send relevant news studies directly to your inbox, saving you time constantly searching for updates. So you can set up alerts for terms like breastfeeding initiation, tongue tie, lactation, exclusive breastfeeding, whatever you choose, that will put together the report and send you the report on whatever new articles meet your criteria. I would say they typically come about once a week, but sometimes, depending on the volume produced, I'll get several in a week. So there's a lot of research that you're missing by not having signed up for these Google Scholar alerts. Another bonus of this is that many times you'll have access to the articles, the actual full article, for a short period of time after you get the alert. So the way that you should go about it is read the titles of the articles in your email, click on the ones that seem relevant, and access the abstract or the abstract and the article. And you can even save these in your Google Scholar account. All right, the third tactic to staying up to date is to listen to research-based podcasts. If you're short on time but want to stay informed, consider adding research-based podcasts to your routine. Podcasts like the Breastfeeding Medicine Podcast offer concise reviews of research and clinical practice insights, helping you absorb information quickly while on the go. Tuning into these podcasts can keep you informed and provide fresh perspectives in your day-to-day work. The fourth tactic for staying up to date on evidence is leveraging conferences and webinars. Leveraging conferences and webinars is a powerful way to stay current in the lactation field and expand your professional network. These events provide access to the latest research, trends, and best practices directly from experts. Conferences often include workshops, presentations, and opportunities for hands-on learning, while webinars offer the flexibility to learn from anywhere. Both formats provide valuable opportunities to ask questions, engage in discussions, and earn continuing education credits, which we are required to earn to keep up our certification. And all of this will enhance your expertise and improve your practice. The fifth and final tactic I have for you today to stay up to date with evidence is to use technology. There are so many apps and tools available out there, and there's quite a few good ones to help you keep track of research. Apps like Zotero or Mendeley can help you organize and store research papers for easy access for when you need to refer to them in practice or for continuing education. So with these Google Scholar alerts, you're going to find lots of papers that you want to download and save for later. And eventually your downloads folder is going to get overwhelmed with the number of PDFs you have in there, and you're not going to be able to find anything. So using technology, using some of these tools to help organize that is really going to help you stay organized and be able to access these quickly when you need to refer to them. The field of lactation is always evolving, and our role as IBCLCs is to stay ahead by consistently updating our knowledge base. By incorporating these strategies into your routine, you'll not only improve your skills, but also contribute to advancing our profession as a whole. Be sure to listen to my research recap episode each Thursday, where I actually review a few of the articles that come into my Google Scholar alerts each week. For more tips on keeping up with research, head over to my blog at margaretsalty.com. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the more we know, the better we serve our breastfeeding dyads. Keep learning, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, everybody. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and check me out on social media at Margaret Salty.